Hello.
Oh, hi, Danny. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
Fine.
Excellent. Good to hear. I was actually just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, how much do I owe you?
$149.
Okay. And what says for?
That's for your first page placement on Google and Bing. It's for the directories we have you promote on your website and the mobile tracking and the tracking phone number we have provided for you. Have you been on dashboard at all to see the results that you're getting?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Okay, great.
And,
yeah, for your local club.
And I'm not getting much, okay? Because I've asked over 100 times already that I'm down too far and I'm not getting any calls.
Okay.
All right. Nobody called me today at all. Nobody called me at all yesterday. You got me down to number 15 in Cleveland Heights. No way is anybody going to call me that far down.
So if you would like to rank higher in Cleveland Lights, you can upgrade or Cleveland Heights to our VIP package where they also include the Google paid ads. And with those, you can put them wherever you like. And those ads run at the very top of the page within the first three listings that people see. So that package is $449 monthly. So that extra $300 goes straight to Google to run those ads for you. But I know you'd get phenomenal results out of it. Matter of fact, what we do is we'll set a $9 a day budget or daily cap so that the $300 lasts throughout the whole month. And then each morning, your ads would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, then money comes out of the budget. So let's say, for example, that the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing because it'll prevent you from getting, you know, an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month.
Oh, why didn't anybody tell me about this before? I mean, I've been playing with Google for 9 months. And they keep telling me that, you know, that the, trying to think what they said. That my Google, go ahead.
I can't speak for what the other people at the company have done, but that's an option that would be available for you, and it would be a really good option, you know, because there isn't a shortage of business in your area as far as the search volume and what people are looking for in your category, right? It's just that you have to get better placement. So if you want, you know, to have better results in Cleveland Heights and maybe even a couple of the surrounding areas, that would be the best way to do it.
Well, how many surroundings can I have?
So if money is no object, you can have wherever you like, but then it gets very, very expensive, right? With a $3 budget, I always tell people to start with maybe no more than 5 to 7 areas, and then you can kind of gauge it, and you can increase it from there if you wanted to. So some people will say, I'll do the extra $300, and I just want a 20-mile radius, for example. But if we do that, your budget might be eaten up by areas that are undesirable to you, you know, because you're paying per click. So it's more strategic to pick, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 areas that are lucrative to you that you know for a fact that you like taking clients on in those areas and then start with those specific zip codes or cities.
Why am I not getting any placement for what I have so far? besides Beachwood? You know, they asked me how many areas that I wanted. I gave them a list of about 7 or 8 places, and I'm only showing up on one.
Okay.
I'm showing up in Beachwood.
On the program you have now, it's called Local Search Engine Optimization, and it's tied into your business address, which is in Beachwood. That's why you're showing up in Beachwood. So if you want to be found in Cleveland Heights, sometimes you can spiderweb out organically into those areas, but if you're not getting good placement there, the only other way to do it would be, one, open up another profile and provide an address in Cleveland Heights that Google could verify and do it that way, or to do the Google paid ads, which is our VIP package that I'm suggesting to you.
Which is what, $400 a month?
Yeah, it's $449 a month. Monthly includes that extra $300 worth of ads.
But I only get 9 clicks a day?
Roughly, depending on what the pay-per-click rate is. But, you know,
it's much better to be up
in those. It depends. It's all done by keyword popularity, population density. A keyword for a criminal defense attorney is $100 for one click, right? And then there's other keywords that are like 10 cents for one click. So it's every keyword's going to vary. But with a $9 a day budget, if you pick 5 or 6 or 7 areas, I'm telling you that I know that you'll get solid results out of it. You know, and the reason they asked you for areas initially signed you up is that you initially had a package for $249 where $100 was going towards Facebook ads. So the same thing, we can target whatever areas that you like with that. But it looks like at some point those Facebook ads were removed and you just went to the $149 package.
Am I verified by Google? This has been the biggest problem I've had with you.
You're verified by Google. I'm looking at your Google listing right now. It's verified and it's published and it's ranking on the first page. But again, your business address is set to, let me go back and look, to Beachwood. You have 4 reviews on there too, 4 or 5 star ratings, so you're doing excellent in that department. It always helps to get a fresh one here and there. You know, your most recent review was 5 months ago, and sometimes that'll affect your placement too. You know, if there's companies up there that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then you have an older review from 5 or 6 months ago, sometimes that affects, you know, which company they actually call.
I'm not sure what I want to do right now.
I think what you should do if you're undecided is at least get the $149 up to speed, because in the meantime, there's a big orange banner on your website that says the information here is no longer being updated. So that's a friendly reminder just between us and you to let you know that the payment's not going through. But sometimes people say that if a client sees that, they might think they're out of business or something, you know? So, yeah, if you get that up to speed, then that orange banner comes down within one business day. We're on the West Coast, so it's only 12:38 here right now. We might even be able to get it down today. And then that way, at least your website wouldn't be affected in the meantime. And then whenever you're ready to upgrade to that VIP package, you could always call in later and do that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do anything right now until after the first of the year with that.
Yeah, it makes sense. One thing I tell people if they want to wait till the first of the year is I tell them to push it to the close as the end of December as possible, because anything that you do within this year, you come January, you write it off as a business expense anyway, right?
Yeah.
But if you wait till the first of the year, then you have to wait all the way to 2027 to get that tax benefit.
I don't care about that because I'm semi-retired now, so I'm not working a lot anymore.
Okay. Even though the money that you've paid us so far this year, you know, you can always print out those invoices and, you know, submit them with your taxes as a business expense.
All right, I'll give you a card for this.
Okay, you got it. So is it still the Woodland Road for the billing address on the new card?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so go ahead with the number when you're ready.
5187.
Okay.
2529.
Okay.
8782.
Okay.
8119.
Okay, expiration?
530.
And the code?
581.
581. Okay. And you just want to stick with this 149 for now, and you'll think about that extra 300 and do it later, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. So let me get this up to speed for you. And then I'll send the web development department the note that the payment just went through so that they can get that orange banner off. And then also I'll send you a fresh email that will help you get some more five-star reviews. It'll say learn how to get more reviews. And you can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your clients, and it'll help you get some more five-star ratings, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that we talked. If you need anything down the road, you can call us. And if not, have a really great weekend coming up, too, okay?
All right. What was your name?
My name is Tina. I'm at Extension 777. We have a new voice-activated system where if you call in, you can actually say, you know, transfer to Tina. But do you want me to text you my direct line just so you have it for the future?
Yeah. Yeah, would you?
You got it. I absolutely will. Okay, that way if you have any questions, you can come back to me directly. Okay, so I'm sending you that text right now, so you're all set. So have a really nice weekend coming up, too, okay?
All right, thanks.
No, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.